Well, Steve, a totally professional performance.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? A 9-wicket victory against Holland, who have won a lot of games this year, is very pleasing. So wasn't an easy wicket, and obviously we put them into bat and made the most of it, and thankfully played positively and well with the bat. But you know, it was difficult conditions for Holland, and I think they'd have appreciated a better surface. But we maximised that and took some good catches actually in swirling winds. So, you know, it was a good professional performance, and I'm pleased with the boys.
You set the tone from the very first ball, really. Wicket with the first ball of the match.
Always nice, because that lad's got runs against quite a few of the counties, and he got runs against us at Kidderminster. So to get him out first ball was a big bonus for us, and I'm sure that it was quite a gut wrenching blow for Holland.
You talk about batting in pairs. You often talk to me about sort of bowling in units, and your bowling unit did you proud today?
Yeah, I thought we bowled really well. I thought the two left-armers at the start bowled really well together and forming a reasonable partnership there. But it was also the backup bowlers came to the fold. Gareth Andrew bowled really well today as well. So, and there was wickets for Darrell Mitchell. I thought Mitch captained well, because you know, I've seen a few captains in that position, believe it or not, bring the spinners on, and suddenly the score starts to tick along, and Mitch did the right thing. He went for the jugular and tried to bowl them out, and achieved that. So it was good captaincy in that sense.
I accept fully what you say. The wicket, well, perhaps wasn't the best, but did it surprise you, given the way that the Netherlands have been playing this season, that, you know, perhaps a pair didn't dig in somewhere and get them up to around about 100?
Yeah, I think to be fair to Netherlands, they had an off day, and that happens. You know, we've had our off days in the past, and it does happen. They were flying high, doing ever so well. I think that they tried to hit their way out of trouble on the seaming wicket, and it was a little bit up and down as well. And thankfully for us, the ball went straight up in the air, and it was just one of them strange days for them batting, and it looked as though they didn't give us a contest, and they didn't in many ways. But you know, we shouldn't take anything away for what they've achieved before this game, because they've beaten some good county sides, and they're a lot stronger side now than they have been. Today was an off day for them, and thankfully we capitalised on that.
After the disappointments of Tuesday, including they were disappointment, giving you two players who made centuries at Lancashire and still lost, this is a great way to bounce back.
Yeah, I still can't believe what happened at Lancashire. To me, it does seem ever so strange. I've never known a game when two guys get 100 and finish on the losing side, so it does, to me, make me think that, hold on, how good is Duckworth Lewis? But, you know, we also had the game at Kidderminster where Duckworth Lewis came into play, and if you're fielding, it's difficult, so... You know, that's one of the reasons we bowled today, because we knew the rain might come later. But we were thinking of Duckworth Lewis as well. So, yeah, I think I used the phrase pickpocketed at Lancashire, and that's how we felt coming home from Old Trafford.
I suppose at the moment, though, no one's come up with a better system, have they, really?
No, I think that's up to Mervyn. That's up to the Governor of the Bank of England. He's a professor and a mathematician, and if anybody's going to get it right, the Governor of the Bank of England fancies a crack.
In the context of the group, this is a big win for you as well, really, because you didn't want the Netherlands getting any further away, even though they played more games than you.
No, you know, all we can do is take them one game at a time. We've got Gloucester coming up now on Sunday. Now this one's out the way. You know, I really set the lads a tough challenge in winning all three games this week, and it was tough not beating Lancashire Old Trafford with the Duckworth Lewis coming in, but we've taken one step towards what we wanted to do in all three, and let's beat Gloucester on Sunday, and that way then we can have a look at where we are in the competition.